Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The two favorite words of any pro wrestling fan are push and bury. If you go and say this to people that do not watch sports entertainment, they just look at you as if you've gone crazy because you speak in a language they don't understand. And it's good to be pushed because you're about to go to the moon and probably be featured in the main event. And if you're buried, well, burying is always bad. Even outside of wrestling, it means that you're dead. But we do always love talking about it. So my name is Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. Please hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 shocking WWE babyface burials you totally don't remember. Number 10, Billy Gunn gets dropped. Steve Austin was a global phenomenon. Now, that sounds weird because I just mentioned Billy Gunn's name, but just bear with me for a few seconds. But honestly, we all forget that he did cross over to the mainstream and was so popular that there were people that never even heard of pro wrestling that got their TV remotes and put it on and said, man, I really enjoy that stunner. I hope he stunners somebody else again. That's like a band whose fans only want them to play their greatest hits, though. Eventually, Steve Austin was like, well, I do enjoy this, but I would like to do something different. So he went to Vince Kennedy McMahon and said, please, please turn me heel. And he became the bad guy. The problem with that is that this new audience didn't want to see it. Now, all of this did give us Crazy Stone Cold, and I love that guy, but he did have a point, because if you went back in your time machine to October 2nd, 2000, before this had happened, well, Austin was just beating everybody up, because WWE wasn't doing a good job in making opponents for him. And the case in point is that on that day, Billy Gunn had also made a big return to the World Wrestling Federation after being written off for February, where he got beaten up by D-Generation X to say, hey, I'm a good guy now. Plus, he had a bunch of information for the Rattlesnake about who had run him over. And do you know how the Bionic Redhead responded? He dropped him with a stunner. All this did was remind you where the promotion saw Gunn in the card, whereas really, he should have been brought back and at least given a little bit of a push. But we did not do that. Number 9, Bayley after WrestleMania 35. Everything about WrestleMania 35 and everything after it was weird. I mean, the Iconics beat Bayley and Sasha Banks for the Women's Tag Team Championships, which nobody saw coming. And then 24 hours later on Raw, Bayley was losing again. She was facing Alexa Bliss in what felt like something of a nothing match. And then within 3 minutes, yeah, she got defeated and we all went home. Once again, nobody thought that we were gonna do this because the night before, Alexa Bliss had just been the host of WrestleMania. And this all tied into a bunch of rumors about the role Madeline Sasha Banks throwing some kind of a tantrum. And surprise, surprise, shock, horror, none of that was true. As it turned out, WWE was doing that WWE booking thing where they had decided to give the Women's SmackDown Championship to Bayley, but before then, she had to be defeated, defeated, defeated. And to be honest, it wasn't until the end of that summer where she went heel where all of a sudden she was allowed to spread her wings again. People were confused, though, because it felt like she was being punished for something, even though in actuality, she wasn't at all. Number 8, Oscar freezes at the sight of James Ellsworth. 2018 was a pretty good year for Oscar. I mean, she won the Royal Rumble, she was the women's champion for a while. It was finally as if everybody had seen her and gone, man, she's really good, we should give her what she deserves. And her WrestleMania wasn't so hot because she did lose her undefeated streak to Charlotte, but that's gonna happen, it's just the way of life. And then when she segued straight into a program with Carmella, who had just cashed in her money back to become the champion, but it felt like all was well again. Instead, when they came head to head, the reason Oscar wasn't able to get the pinfall is because towards the end of the match, Carmella's manager, friend, whatever the hell you want to call him, James Ellsworth, got up on the apron and Oscar was so mesmerized by this sight, or I guess she was distracted, She let her guard down, and that was that. I mean, it's bad enough when WWE does this with other wrestlers, but Asuka to James Ellsworth, she should have treated him like he was oxygen. It's kind of just there, and she doesn't notice. But no, she lost, and she did look a little bit foolish. But thankfully, within WWE, everybody loses to the distraction finish. It is more lethal than poison. Number 7, Seth Rollins is the third wheel. July 22nd, 2019 on Raw. What a night this was. Because halfway through Seth Rollins' major face turn, which has started so well, and because of segments like this started to fall off the rails, he found himself with a group of legends that wouldn't even give him the time of day. Social media had a field day with this when it came to gifts and memes, and the story was simple. The club was running amok throughout WWE and beating everybody up, so they needed somebody to stop them. And on one particular evening, this came in the form of D-Generation X and the NWO. They chased away the bad guys as the fans screamed on their approval, and Seth Rollins was there too. But while all of those guys embraced, they left Seth out of the bubble. And it honestly was like he had just invited himself along to a date and nobody wanted him there. I mean, why the hell would they leave him out? He was your new star. He was the big up-and-comer. He should have been the focus for this, and the hug should have had him right in the middle. But we did the exact opposite. And as you can see, it still hurts me to this day. If you are watching, Seth, know that I will hug you. I think you're great. Number 6, Bam Bam Bigelow cheerleads the click. Bam Bam Bigelow was convinced to lose to NFL star Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania 11 because if he did, not only was he going to get super duper push, there's that word again, after the fact, but he would also be in the main event as a babyface. That is a pretty good deal, but unfortunately, minutes before he did have this big showcase, his whole plan fell apart. Because Shawn Michaels had put on such a heroic performance against his former best friend Diesel, that all of a sudden the WWE Universe, that wasn't the WWE Universe back then, looked at the Heartbreak Kid and said, wow, that guy can move. He's my new favorite wrestler. This grew Bam Bam instantly because his new position was just taken away from him, and my word, did it get worse on the May 22nd, 1995 Raw. Because you could just tell at some point the narrative was going to reunite Shawn Michaels and Diesel. It happened here. Bam Bam Bigelow just happened to be in the ring. As they did start to embrace and make up and all the fans were like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever seen, Bigelow just had to stand there and clap. And once again, it was a little bit awkward. It would have been far easier if somebody had come out from the back with a sign that had just gone, Bam Bam Bigelow is not our main guy, because the message was clear. Now, thankfully, they didn't include Bam Bam before the show went off the air because they grabbed his hand and they all went up in the air. But the damage had already been done and Bigelow never really got what he was promised. Number 5, Triple H crushes Paul London and Brian Kendrick. I still don't get this one. I suppose within kayfabe, Triple H just didn't like Brian Kendrick and Paul London. So even after they helped him out, he kicked their ass. I suppose that's a good life lesson. But yes, after these two young up-and-comers had run out there to protect Triple H from Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch, who were beating him up at the time, the Cade just turned around and gave them both pedigrees. And yeah, he never explained why. Once more though, the fans were going nuts for this. I suppose when you do that in pro wrestling, you did something right. The issue though was that it really cemented them in a certain position and they never really got out of that position. And that's why wrestling politics can really go bad. Number 4, Diesel's WWF magazine cover. Look at this cover. What is the main takeaway? It is of course the fact that there is Diesel, our WWF champion, and he is smiling as if he is the happiest man in the world. Maybe he was. Therein lies the problem, however. As soon as Vince McMahon realized that Big Daddy Cool was getting over like Rover and getting massive reactions from the fans, he scrapped any plans he did have and said, that's my new guy. Here's that word again. He was pushed to the top. The reason this was the case, though, is that Kevin Nash didn't give a shib. He was a massive dude that walked out there and he murdered people, so that's what everybody wanted to see. When we did pull the trigger though, McMahon then all of a sudden went back to what had worked in the past and told Big Kev, you gotta smile and you gotta be happy. And surprise, surprise, that turned everybody off because it's not what brought him to the dance. It also meant that he lost his edge, and when he started getting beaten up in matches before having his big babyface comeback, it was like, come on, man. The dude is like 9'4" tall. I can't buy into that. It wasn't his fault, of course. He's an employee and he does what he's told. But if we had gone in the other direction with this, I tell you, it wouldn't have been as controversial as it is today. Number 3, Lex Luger, he can't be trusted. Before Lex Luger shocked the industry and jumped over to WCW Nitro in 1995, he was in an odd position. His super push was over and he was knee-deep in a story with tag team partner British Bulldog, where it was teased that they were about to have a big falling out and then, of course, feud. As Bulldog had turned heel at SummerSlam, though, our champion Kevin Nash didn't trust him, and he especially didn't trust Lex Luger. So when Luger came out there to try and protect him from Men on the Mission, Kevin Nash just turned his head towards him and booted him over the top rope. The problem was, is that this wasn't the case. Luger was still a hero, and by the time he was beating up Kevin Nash's rivals, Diesel had left. My word, did Luger look like a chump. To be fair though, when he did make this shift 8 days later, it kind of saved his career because he went from down here to being back in the main event. Number two, EC3 is given no chance to get over. When EC3 signed with WWE in 2018, many people were surprised because he had been in the company before, and during his entire time there, they had done the grand total of nothing with him. It did mean that here there was a worry they may do it again and history would repeat itself. What do you know? He re-debuted in NXT and he did a pretty good job, but everybody on their dog knew when he gets to Raw or SmackDown, that's where he'll really be able to shine, because he's like a Vince McMahon wrestler, so he'll be treated right. Everybody assumed it would happen soon, which it did in 2019, and as soon as we had got there, everybody, I would imagine especially EC3, regretted it. Because honestly, he was not given a chance. Then management got mad at him because he had a 50-50 match or something with Dean Ambrose. And his punishment there was to have another match with Braun Strowman, who quite literally destroyed him. EC3 was then just left to stand backstage and flex in a mirror and sometimes compete for the 24/7 title before he was released. And I tell you, this one was so perplexing, we didn't even try. Number one, the Ultimate Warrior becomes champion. We all know the deal with Jim Helwig. He said some terrible things that shouldn't even be a thought in somebody's head. However, if you do go back to the early 90s, he was the hottest commodity in the WWF and probably all of pro wrestling. Hence why he became the World Wrestling Federation champion. The reason he was so popular, however, is that he came across like a loon. People would watch him run to the ring and do these nonsensical promos and say to themselves, well, I have no idea what's going on, but he has so much energy, I'm going to cheer for him. As ever though, weeks after he did become the man, WWF decided, well, no, we have to show a more human side, even though up to this point, the only emotion he had put across was bonkers. So when he started talking about ultimate love and even grabbed somebody from the audience to show what his fans meant to him, the sentiment was completely lost. Because who the hell was this guy? Nobody wanted a nice individual, they wanted their crackpot alien back. And while there were other issues with this title reign, it did not work. All the cool was gone, and instead in its place was just a Hallmark green card. Know of any other WWE baby faces that were shockingly buried and now nobody remembers? Make sure you let us know in those comments below and then like the video, share the video, and please do hit subscribe. Then you go over to whatculture.com where you can read articles like this, you can follow us on social media, come and say hello, and click another video around my head to stay on the channel and be sports entertained. My name is Simon for What Culture. Thank you for joining me as always, and I will see you the next time you decide to click my face. 2021 is a very weird time.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.